Our parsha starts with a very unusual word which we haven't found yet in the Torah. It's the name of this week's parsha as well, Vayakel. We might have seen the word, but never have we seen that Moshe gathers the people to announce something. It's always Moshe passing over a message, but this idea of Vayakel, he gathers them. And he gathers them and he says something. He tells them about keeping Shabbos. Now, by now, the Jewish people had heard about Shabbos two times. First time they heard it was even before Sinai in Marah, when they stopped off just after the splitting of the sea, when they complained about the water, etc. They learned some of the Torah, and one of the laws was Shabbos. And then, of course, they hear it in the fourth of the Ten Commandments, they hear to keep Shabbos. So Moshe gathers them now and makes a whole big deal, Vayakel, unprecedented gathering of the people to inform them about Shabbos. What's going on? And right after that, we learn that he tells them the laws of building the Mishkan, which we have discussed in the past few parshas, where we learned how Hashem told Moshe the laws of the Mishkan. Now Moshe is passing over the message. So you could maybe get your head around this idea that Vayakel, he was going to gather them to tell them about the Mishkan. The question is, how do you get your head around the fact that he gathered them to tell them about Shabbos, which is a statement on its own? The Torah says, Vayomer, Moshe spoke to them about Shabbos. And only after that, a different Vayomer, a different statement regarding the Mishkan. It almost feels like the main and foundational statement of his gathering of the people was to tell them about Shabbos, which they knew already. So what was Moshe doing over here? Now, the Rebbe in this sicha goes through he addresses this question from a different way. He talks about why Rashi doesn't focus on certain obvious questions. But I'm going to go straight to the punchline. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the Jewish people. Let's get some context. This is, according to most opinions and Rashi, this happens, L'machras Yom Kippur, this is the day after Moshe Rabbeinu comes down of the mountain after 120 days where he was with Hashem studying Torah, asking for forgiveness for the Jewish people, sin of the golden calf. He comes down and he gathers them. And he's about to tell them something very exciting. He's about to tell them the laws of building the Mishkan. He's about to help them create atonement for the sin that they did of the golden calf. But here's the issue. The Jews were so passionate about doing this thing right to finally bring Hashem into this world in a permanent way. Not like at Sinai where Hashem came in but then left. But rather over here they want to bring Hashem into a permanent structure on a consistent basis. They're so excited and this will be their road to atonement. And what is the worry? The worry is that sometimes in our passion to do the right thing, we neglect avoiding the wrong thing. Think about it. There are 248 positive mitzvahs. There are 365 mitzvahs of what not to do. Where does passion lie? Passion finds itself much more in the things that we do, in activity, in something proactive rather than avoidance. It's very hard to be passionate about avoiding to do the wrong thing. But passion to do the right thing is, and to do something is where we usually find ourselves getting excited. So Moshe comes and tells them, I have something very important to tell you, and that is that you're going to build a Mishkan. But before that, I'm going to tell you something else. Do you remember, ladies and gentlemen, that just a few months ago we stood at Sinai? Not only did we hear about Shabbos at Marah, but we actually heard it at Sinai. And Sinai, what the Ten Commandments we learned, are special for so many reasons. First of all, that Hashem says all the 10 statements in one utterance. And Moshe, who repeats it, nevertheless, he's repeating word for word, literally the way he heard it from Hashem, unlike the other parts of Torah that often he articulated in his own words. And the Jewish people, and third of all, they see the big sounds, and they saw the sounds, they heard the sounds. And they said yes, hanging on to every single thing they heard. And all the Jewish people that lived and will ever live were at this experience. So remember that Shabbos. That is more important than the proactive thing you do. Even though Shabbos, on the most part, what I'm telling you now is what not to do. Nevertheless, I want you to understand that what not to do is often more important than what to do. And in the road to productivity and excitement and proactivity, it is important to never lose the plot and to never cross the red line of what Hashem says not to do, because for Hashem, what not to do is often as important, if not more important, than what to do. And it's interesting, as a side note, that the whole laws of Shabbos, the Lamed Tes Melachos, the 39 melachot that we don't do on Shabbos, is all based on the fact things that we did in the Mishkan we don't do. So you find 39 things that were done in the Mishkan, and those are the things we don't do on Shabbos. In other words, this intrinsic relationship that the Mishkan and Shabbos come, and nevertheless, Shabbos will override it. So much so that you actually learn prohibitions of what not to do on Shabbos from the proactive things that you do in the Mishkan. And the lesson is so obvious. We're all passionate people. We all love getting things done. We all love being on a mission. But sometimes what we don't do is as important, or if not more important, than what we do. And I'm recording this in the middle of the whole coronavirus story. And it's no question by me that there's an application, and that is we're living in a time that in each country and each community with its various policies it's putting in place, there's a lot of stuff that we cannot do now. There's obviously a lot of proactive stuff we can do within our lives, but there's a lot of rules of what we cannot do. And sometimes we could get, think up, big deal. So I'm, now the rabbis are telling me I don't have to kiss a mezuzah, that I shouldn't come to a big minyan. Where's the passion in that? But sometimes to listen to the right thing, even when it's something that comes seemingly so dry and unpassionate, is doing a greater mitzvah and fulfilling Hashem's will in a more powerful way than maybe when we do proactive things in a passionate way. Just a thought, wishing all of us just a healthy and positive week.